Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, May 14th, 2021. As of yesterday, 31.2% of Berliners received at least one corona vaccination, 11.5% have been fully vaccinated, and the seven-day incidence in the capital decreased to 83.4. Berlin will lift prioritization for all available corona vaccines among family and company doctors starting this Monday. This was announced yesterday by a spokesman for the Senate Department of Health. Bayern and Baden-Württemberg had also announced similar steps. The Federal Employment Agency expects a slight increase in employment in Berlin's 20th busiest sectors this year. However, this does not apply to the hotel and restaurant industry, where a decline of around 6% is expected. The agency sees a high risk of insolvency during the next few months, especially for lodging businesses. It also does not expect the trade fair and the event sector to recover in 2021, with travel agencies and tour operators also cutting jobs. The growth driver for employment in Berlin is the IT and communications services sector. According to the agency, Berlin remains an important location for the startup scene, attracting professionals and founders from abroad as well. They also continue to see a high need for recruitment with regard to educators, social pedagogues, and teachers. And the capital also remains a leading location for the healthcare industry, and there's also high demand for personnel in almost all areas of this sector. The forecast is based on the Labor Market Monitor of the Federal Employment Agency from November of 2020, and the expected employment development for 2021 was updated in May. Ride-sharing companies in Berlin want to further expand their services, but at the same time see their future in the city at risk because they fear the effects of a new road law, which includes new regulations for rental vehicles. This includes special use fees, and the number of vehicles and providers could also be restricted. According to plans of the Red-Red-Green Coalition, the law is to be passed before the elections in September. Per the Senate Transportation Department, the changes are necessary because of the increasing number of rental vehicles in the city. E-scooters and rental bikes that are parked carelessly on the sidewalks or in large groups repeatedly bring criticism, especially in the city center. This year, the providers Bird, Lime, Voi, Tier, WeShare, Miles, and ShareNow, which are represented in Berlin, have been organizing themselves in the Platform Shared Mobility, or the PSM. According to their own information, they offer a total of more than 31,000 vehicles in Berlin, including cars, electric motor scooters, rental bikes, and e-scooters, of which 7,400 are located outside the S-Bahn ring. Here, too, there has been repeated criticism that the focus is too much on the city center, while in the outer districts, the offer as a supplement to public transport is lacking. Despite the corona crisis, PSM providers recorded 11.2 million rides last year, proof for the companies that the vehicles are increasingly being used by everyday Berliners and not just tourists, who were hardly in the city in 2020. According to Michael Fischer, communications manager for WeShare, the planned amendment to the road law is, quote, currently hovering over companies like a sword of Damocles, unquote. At a meeting with the sharing providers Emmy, Lime, and WeShare, the SPD state leader and top candidate for office of mayor, Franziska Giffey, expressed understanding for the company's fears, but at the same time said that the installation of rentable vehicles naturally involves a special use of public street space. Giffey stated that, quote, one must find a common solution because the idea of offering people new mobility options is a good one. People would not give up a car and change because they are educated or forced, but because it's convenient for them, unquote. At the same time, she said, the necessary infrastructure and more charging points for electric vehicles would then be needed. Using street lamps as charging station is therefore something that should also be tested for Berlin. the Senate Transportation Department is planning to create up to 1,000 new e-charging stations in this way by the end of 2022. The Fusion Music and Theater Festival has been canceled again for this year due to the corona pandemic. This was announced by the organizer association Cultura Cosmos on Wednesday. The tickets are to retain their validity for 2022, but can also be refunded if desired. Originally, the festival was to take place this year from June 24th to July 4th over two weekends with 35,000 guests each. The event, which most recently attracted around 70,000 visitors, was also canceled in 2020. The association wanted to make the event possible with a testing strategy and a festival hygiene concept. For this, testing sites with PCR tests were to be set up at several locations, including Berlin, Hamburg, and the festival location Lerz. The association had submitted the permission documents to the authorities, and a decision had still been pending. The festival organizers criticized the lack of actions from politicians on their homepage, stating, quote, "The Fusion 2021 would have been possible if politics had acted consistently in time," unquote. The site in Lerz will now reportedly allow three other events for 10,000 people each in late summer, and pre-sales are to begin on July 1st. The Fusion is considered one of the largest alternative music and theater festivals in Europe. The ticket price had recently been raised from 130 to 220 euros due to higher expenses. According to a spokesperson, the Fusion was already sold out for this year. And lastly, thank you to Holly, Mason, Amy Lynn, Josh, Joe, and Sandwiches for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.